怀昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年6月9日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu。我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations.With specific functions today, text number 4.
今天继续阅读《圣殿博迦瓦坛》第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身，第四十节。
Atre,
Atre,
Apatyam,
Apatyam,
Abhikangshataha,
Abhikangshataha,
A,
A,
Tushta,
Tushta.
Atre apatyam abhikangshata haha tushto.
Atre apyatam akikangkasta aha tushto.
Data.
Data.
Maya.
Maya.
Aham.
Aham.
Iti.
Iti.
Yat.
Yat.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Ta.
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 Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadatha.
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadatha.
Yat pada.
Yat para.
Pankaja.
Pankaja.
Paraga.
Paraga.
Pavitra.
Pavitra.
Deha.
Deha.
Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha.
Yat pada pankaja parak pavitra deha.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Ridim.
Ridim.
Apu.
Apu.
Ubahim.
Ubahim.
Yadu.
Yadu.
Hai hai ahadya.
Hai hai ahadya.
Yogardhim apurabhayum. Ah.Yogardhim apurubhayim yadu haya hayadya.
Yogardhim apurubhayam yadu hayadya.
Atre rapatyam abhikangshata haha tushto.
Atre apyatya abhikangshata haha tushto.
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavam sadatha.
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan satata.
Yad pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha.
Yadad pada pankaja parag pavitra deha.
Yogardhim apurubhayim yadu hayahayadya.
Yogardhim apurubhayim yadu hayahayadya.
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Atre
Atre 圣人 Atarit
Apatyam
Apatyam 结果
Abhikangshata
Abhikangshataha 为祈求了
Aha
Aha 说
Tushta
Tushta 感到满足
Data
Data 被给予
Maya
Maya 有我
Aham
Aham, 我自己。
Iti,
Iti, 因此。
Yat,
Yat, 因为。
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan, 人格守神。
Sa,
Sa, 他。
Data,
Data, Dattatreya。
Yat pada,
Yat pada, 脚的人。
Pankaja,
Pankaja, 莲花。
Paraga,
Paraga, 尘埃。
Pavitra,
Pavitra, 进化了的。
Deha,
Deha, 身体。
Yoga,
Yoga, 神秘的。
Ridim,
Ridim, 财富。
Apu,
Apu, 得到。
Upayim.
Upayim 为两个世界。
Yadu.
Yadu. Yadu 王朝之父。
Haya haya adya.
Haya haya adya. 即在haya王等其他人。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：伟大的圣人阿特瑞祈求得到后裔，致使至尊主为了满足他，许诺化身为他的儿子 Dadatreya， 阿特瑞的儿子 Data， 凭藉至尊主莲花族的恩典，亚度王朝之父及盖哈亚等许多人都获得了如此的进化，以致同时获得了物质和灵性的祝福。要旨：至尊人格守神与生物之间的超然关系，有五种建立在不同情感上的永恒关系，它们分别是中性关系 Shanta， 主仆关系 Dasya， 朋友关系 Sakya， 父子关系 Vasalya 和爱侣关系 Madhurya。 圣人 Atri 与至尊主的关系是父子情感的关系，因此随着他做奉爱服务达到完美境界，他产生了想要由至尊人格守神作为他的儿子的愿望。至尊主接受了他的祈祷，于是把自己交给了阿特瑞，当了他的儿子。至尊主与他纯粹的奉献者之间有这种父子关系的实力还是很多的，至尊主是无限的，因此他有无数的奉献者父亲。其实至尊主是所有生物的父亲，但他与奉献者之间超然的深情和爱，使他更乐于当奉献者的儿子而不是父亲。从实际情况上看，父亲总是在为儿子做服务，儿子则只是要求父亲为自己做各种各样的服务。正因为如此，始终想要为至尊主服务的纯粹奉献者，并不希望有至尊主当父亲，而是希望有至尊主当儿子。至尊主也乐于接受他的奉献者以长辈的身份为他做服务。非人格神主义者想要与至尊主合一，但至尊主却允许他的奉献者超过他，使奉献者的地位远远高于最伟大的一元论者所享誉的。至尊主的父母和其他亲戚因为至尊主有亲密的关系，所以自然就拥有了所有的财富。这些财富包括所有种类的物质享乐、解脱和神秘力量。正因为如此，至尊主的奉献者绝不会浪费生命中宝贵的时间去另外追求那些财富，所以人必须充分利用生命中宝贵的时间为至尊主做超然的爱心服务，其他有价值的一切都会随之自动到来。但即使获得了这些成就，我们也应该提防落入冒犯奉献者莲花族的陷阱之中。有关这一点，海哈亚就是个典型的例子，他通过做奉献服务获得了上述的一切，但后来却因为冒犯了奉献者而被主 Parashurama 杀死。至尊主成为了圣人 Atri 的儿子 Dattatreya。 译文：伟大的圣人 Atri 祈求得到后裔，至尊主为了满足他，许诺了化身为他的儿子 Dattatreya，阿特瑞的儿子达塔，凭藉至尊主莲花族的恩典，亚度王朝之父及海哈亚等许多人都获得了如此的进化，以致同时获得了物质和灵性的祝福。
Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurumilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vajakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we hear about another incarnation of the Lord.
我们在这里面听到的是主的另外一位化身的世界。
Dattatreya.
Dattatreya.
Dattatreya was born from Atri, one of the mental sons of Lord Brahma.
Atri 是主 Brahma 用心意所生的另外一个儿子。 那么Dattatreya呢 是他的儿子。
Lord Brahma is so powerful that in the beginning of the creation, simply by thinking, he could manifest children.
因为主 Brahma 是如此的强大，所以说在创造之初呢，他只是通过冥想，只要一想就能够得到孩子。So Atri
Rishi is a great sage. Is one of the seven great sages that appear in the beginning of the creation.
Atri Rishi 是一位伟大的圣人，是在创造之初显现的七位圣人之一。
So he was married with Anasuya, which was also a great a daughter of Kardama Muni.
他是Anasuya是他的妻子，那么Anasuya呢是 Kardama Muni 的一位交好的女儿。
Kardama Muni had nine daughters, and they were handed over to the nine first great sages.
Kardama Muni 呢，她有九个女儿，那么这九个女儿呢，都嫁给了前面最开始的九位圣人。
This is right in the beginning of the creation.
那这个呢，是在创造之初，就是跟创造刚开始的时候发生的事情。
So they pray to the Lord to have a son like him.
所以阿特瑞和他的妻子呢，就向主祈祷，能得到像主这样的一位儿子。
Sometimes Srimad Bhagavatam says things that apparently seem a little different.
Sometimes
we see statements in a Bhagavatam that apparently seem contradictory.
Oh, okay. 但有的时候我们在圣殿巴扎瓦坛里面所读到的这个内容看起来好像是自相矛盾的。
Like here it seems like Dattatreya appear as the incarnation of the Supreme Lord Vishnu on a request of and the prayers of his devotees Atri and Anasuya.
那我们现在可以看到，比如说Dattatreya呢，他是在他的奉献者Atri和他的妻子的这个祈祷之下，以Vishnu的化身的这个形式显现为他们的儿子，这样的一个形象出现的。
Some places is explained that Anasuya and Atri Rishi are performing great austerities to satisfy the Supreme Lord, but they did not know exactly who was the Supreme Lord.
但是有的地方的记载呢，是说这个Anatreya和Atri他们是做了多年的苦修，然后呢向至尊主去祈祷，但其实他们并不知道这至尊主到底是谁。
They didn't know if it was Brahma. It seems that to be the Supreme because he's the Creator.
因为他们觉得好像是Brahma。 Brahma 看起来好像是至尊主，因为他是创造者。Very
powerful personality.
是一位非常的强大的人物。Shiva
is in charge of destroying the whole cosmic manifestation.
而主希瓦呢，他掌管着整个的宇宙的毁灭。
Also a very great powerful personality.
所以也是一位非常伟大强悍的人物。
And Lord Vishnu is the maintainer of all the cosmic manifestation, also a very a powerful personality.
主 Vishnu, right? 那么这个主 Vishnu 呢，他是整个宇宙的维系者，所以呢也是非常的强大的一位人物。
So they pray to the three.
所以呢，他们就向这三位人物在祈祷。
Not know exactly who was the supreme, they prayed to the three to satisfy them so they could have a child from them.
所以说呢，他们因为不知道到底哪位是至尊，所以呢，他们就向这三位强大的人物来进行祈祷，希望呢能够得到一个像他们这样的儿子。
So in one statement, it seems that the three divinities, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, they became one child. They expanded as one child that was the manifestation of these three personalities.
那在有一个这个记载里面呢，就谈到了这三位强大的人物呢，他们合并成了一个形象，然后呢降生了一个孩子。就这个孩子呢，以他们三个人的这个形象显现了。
So is the combined manifestation is the combined manifestation of these three deities, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu.
所以说呢，他是这三位神奇的合并的一个化身而显现的一个孩子，就是以 Brahma, Shiva 和 Vishnu 合并而行的。
And there are some paintings of that Atreya, even some temples in India, where that Atreya is depicted with three heads.
那在印度的有些庙里面，还有在有些庙里面所展现的 Dattatreya 的这个形象呢，就是有三个头的形象。
And the other statement in Srimad Bhagavatam says that the three divinities, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, they gave Anasuya, each one gave one child.
然后在圣典博迦瓦腾的其他的地方呢，还谈到了就是这三位这个神奇，也就是主 Brahma、主 Shiva 和主 Vishnu 呢，他们每一个人都给 Anasuya 了一个孩子。
So from Brahma, Soma, the demigod of the moon was born.
所以呢，从主 Brahma 那里呢，Soma 也就是月亮神这位半神人降生了。
From Shiva was Durvasa Muni, a great sage Durvasa Muni was born.
然后从 Shiva 呢就生出了伟大的圣人 Durvasa Muni.
And from Lord Vishnu was Dattatreya.
然后从主 Vishnu 诞生的呢就是 Dattatreya.
So we read these statements and say, oh, there is a contradiction.
所以说呢，当我们在读这些话语的时候呢，我们就会说哦，这些有矛盾的地方。
And if you don't have sufficient faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, you can say, whoa, this book is not very accurate.
所以如果我们要是对圣典博迦瓦坛没有非常深厚的这种信心的话，我们可能就会说，哎呀呀呀呀，这个圣典博迦瓦坛里面实际上是有错的，它并不是准确的。
Yeah, there is contradictions.
Yeah, 所以因为这里面有矛盾的地方。
Because there's already when Lord Vara appeared, sometimes they describe Lord Vara as bluish, sometimes describe as reddish.
就比如说像主 Varaha 的这个显现，有的地方呢就讲到了它是蓝色的，有的地方说它的是红色的。
And sometimes even the past time is a slight different.
而且有的时候这个逍遥时光它显现出来好像也是不一样的。
So which one is the right one?
所以到底哪个是真的呀？哪个是正确的呀
？Which description is the right? Which one is wrong?
哪个描述是正确的？哪个描述是错误的呀
？There's no mistakes in Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是在圣典博迦瓦坛里面是没有错误的。
All these statements are correct.
所有的这些陈述都是正确的。
What happens is that they, when Shukadeva Goswami is describing, these different incarnations.He sometimes he mixes, brings in incarnations from different millenniums.
但是呢，当 Sukadeva Goswami 他在描述这些不同的主的化身的时候呢，他实际上是把这些不同的年代给混合起来了。
So because Srimad Bhagavatam is not a historical record.
因为圣典摩纳瓦坛它并不是一个历史记载。
And we see, as we read Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes the history, there's a history that takes as a thread, and then suddenly it's broken, and then you're gonna find a continuation later on, or you don't find any continuation.
那比如说，当我们在读这个圣典摩纳瓦坛的时候，有时候我们会发现，好像这个好像有这个历史贯穿的这条线，突然之间的这条线就断了。然后呢，在后面的有的地方呢是可以接上的，有的地方呢是接不上的。
No, Srimad Bhagavatam is not a historical book.
所以说呢，圣典摩纳瓦坛它并不是一本历史书。
It's not a book that describes a history of mankind.
它并不是去描述关于人类历史的一部书。
It's a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra.
它是对 Vedanta Sutra 的评注。
But the narrator, the different narrator, different personalities who narrate certain aspects of this Vedanta Sutra in order to clarify, in order to explain in a way that is understood, they use stories. They use different stories from here and there.
那么这个 Vedanta Sutra 的这些评注者呢，他们就会为了要去更好的去讲述这个 Vedanta Sutra，然后呢会把不同的就是这个地方的故事和那个地方的故事来提出来讲述。
So the stories are just to support the statements to give us a better understanding of application, how it happens really with particular devotees who have this level of realization, for instance.
那么所以说呢，这些故事呢只是为了要让我们能够更好的去理解这些这个描述，然后呢让我们更好的 so can have a better applications of
the application of the philosophy through these stories, through these personalities.
Okay, 那么就是通过这些故事，通过这些人物，能够让我们知道如何去更好的去运用这个讲述的哲学。
The pastimes of Krishna is depicted more in a progressive way, but the pastimes of these different incarnations, sometimes they bring him an incarnation that appears in this millennium or other millenniums.
所以说呢，在圣典摩纳瓦坛里面的这些逍遥时光的描述呢，它其实是也是描述了这个故事发展的一个进程。但是呢，有的时候呢，就会把这个不同的这个年代的这个故事呢，把它合并起来一起来讲。
So we should not think, okay, because one statement is there. Philosophy, there is no contradiction. But in historical records, explanation of different personalities and their activities can be sometimes mixed with others of different millenniums, which are different, may be slightly different.
那首先呢，就是圣典摩纳瓦坛里面所讲述的这些哲学他们都是相通的，是不矛盾的。但是呢，就是去支撑这些哲学的这些故事，那么有的时候呢是会把不同的这个人物以及在不同的这个年代里面会穿插起来讲，所以说呢就会有混杂的这种状态，混合的状态。
Here in this particular verse.Shukadeva Goswami is explaining how the Lord was satisfied with him by his prayers, by his austerities, and decided to appear as his son.
那今天的这个诗节里面呢 ，Shukadeva Goswami 他就在讲述的是，主他如何被他们的这个祈祷和苦修所打动，并且呢同意了以他们的儿子的这个形象而显现。
So Atri, the sage Atri, and his wife Anasuya, they have this, they wanted to manifest this affectionate love of a parent to the Lord.
So Atri 和 Anasuya 他们希望能够以主的父母亲的这种形象去展现对主的爱。
You see, in many situations where the Lord wishes, desires to satisfy the feeling of the devotees who want to serve him in a parental rasa.
那实际上我们可以看到有很多的这个例子都是主他愿意去满足他的奉献者的这种愿望，然后呢也去满足他们作为父母亲的这样的情感，去和他进行 Rasa。
We see with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, we see Vasudev and Devaki。
比如说在 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 的身上，还有就是在Vasudev 和 Devaki 妈妈的身上，我们都看到了这一点。
We see with the Seshkarda Mamuni and Devahuti, they had a son Vamanadev。
还有像 Gandharva Muni 和 Devahuti 他们有Vamanadev 这样的一个儿子。
And we saw that the previous one also, Kardama Muni, with Devahuti also had another son, Kapila.
那还有呢，就是 Kardama Muni 和他的妻子 Devahuti, 还有另外一个儿子，就是Kapila Dev.
Vamanadeva was from Aditi.
对不起， Vamanadeva 是出生自 Aditi 的。
Yeah, so these are devotees who have this desire to serve the Lord as in this rasa of parents.
所以这些奉献者呢，他们就希望能够以父母亲的这样的 rasa 去展现他们对主的爱，以这样的形式去服务主。
And the Lord is so kind, so merciful. He accepts to become the child of his devotees.
而主呢是如此的仁善，如此的仁慈，所以呢，他们就愿意，所以主就愿意接受，作为奉献者的孩子的这种身份出现。
In reality, the Lord is the father of all living entities. Is all living entities are coming from him.
但实际情况呢，是主是众生的父亲，所有的这些生物体呢，都是来自于主的。
But when the devotees manifest this transcendental affection, this transcendental love for the Lord, then they may want to have the Lord as their child, and the Lord feels very pleased to accept this loving relationship and becomes their son.
但是这个奉献者当他们要展现对主的超然的奉爱之情，要展现出这种超然的情感的时候呢，他们实际上是希望能够作为主的父母亲，然后以这样的形式呢去展现对主的奉爱和服务。那么主呢，当他了解到这一点的时候呢，他也非常的这个欢喜，然后愿意以这样的形式去回应他们。
Because there is in this situation there is an attitude of service on the part of the devotee, because taking care of a child means so much service, so much care.
因为从奉献者这个角度上来讲呢，这里面是有很多的服务在其中的。因为要照顾一个孩子的话，这里面是有很多的活儿，有很多的服务需要去做的。
In many religions in the world, God is accepted as the father.
在世界上的很多的这个宗教里面呢，神都被接受为父亲。
So father means we are his children, we are dependent on him, we require that he takes care of us because he's the father.
那么父亲也就意味着，由于他是父亲，所以说呢，我们就要依靠于他。在他的照顾之下生活。
So that's why you see in prayers where they pray, please take care of me, please give me this, give me that, because we are in a position of children begging, asking from the father.
所以我们在祈祷里面就经常会这么说，请您照顾我，请您给我这个，请您给我那个。那也就是因为我们是处在一个孩子的这个位置下，所以呢，我们就请求着这个父亲能够照顾我们。
And as aspiring devotees in our practice, we also see the Lord as the Father, as the one who maintains, who takes care of us, who gives us blessings, who provides for everything we need.
那么作为一个在修习的想要成为奉献者的人呢，我们也是把主看成是我们的父亲。那么我们祈求他能够照顾我们，祈求他能够祝福我们，祈求他能够让我们能够很好的休息。
When we are in trouble, you pray to the Lord, please let me get rid of this problem.
当我们处在麻烦之中的时候呢，我们也向主祈求着能够让我们摆脱这个困境。
Is a tendency to be seeing the Father, putting ourselves as dependent on the Lord, like a child dependent on the Father.
那所以说我们的这种倾向呢，就是把自己置身在一个孩子的这个境地，然后呢，希望依靠于主，就好像孩子要依靠于父亲一样。
But when we achieve perfection in our practice of devotional service,And we gradually start seeing the Father. We learn how to serve the Lord, and we can serve the Lord in this position of a father.
但是呢，就是当我们的这个修习逐渐的达到完美以后呢，那么我们就看到了，我们其实也是要处在一个要去服务主的这样的身份之中。那这会儿呢，我们也就希望能够作为一个充满了爱的父母亲能够去以爱心充满了爱的这个父母去服务主了。
Because this is the position of a devotee. A devotee wants to serve the Lord. He doesn't want the Lord to serve him.
因为这其实是奉献者他所处在的这种状态，就是他希望能够去服务主，而并不是希望主来服务他。
Because this is a real expression of love.
因为这个才是对爱的真正的表达。
Because we already understand that the Lord loves us and serves us in so many ways, maintains us, take care of us in so many, many ways. Always have been doing that. Now is the time of reciprocating, is the time to show also the desire to offer him some service.
因为其实我们内心中一直都非常的理解主他是如何的在爱着我们，他如何的在维系着我们，把我们的照顾的是这么的好，所以说呢，我们也不能够一直都被他所照顾着，我们想着现在应该是我们要去回应他的这个时候，要报答他的时候了，所以说呢，我们也要想对他去做一些服务。
That's why we learn how to offer service to the Lord, even menial serviceEverything we cook, we offer to the Lord, we decorate the altar, we offer everything we get, we offer to Him, because we want to reciprocate, even though it's very awkward because everything that we have to offer to Him is coming from Him, but still the intention is wonderful because we want to offer as a gesture of love, as a gesture of affection.
所以呢，我们就学着能够为他做一些服务，比如说，哪怕是一些非常的微小的一些服务，比如说我们这个做了饭以后呢，就把我们的这个饭食先供给他，然后呢，我们也会装点着这个神坛，我们以这样的这种爱对他的这种爱心的服务呢，希望能够报答他，希望能够回应他。但是呢，虽然这种看起来其实是有一点儿。奇怪的，因为其实我们向主所供奉的所有的这一切呢，其实都是来自于他的。但是无论如何，就是我们这样的这种意图呢，也是很好的，因为呢，毕竟是我们希望能够为他做服务，能够为他提供一些。
So this attitude on the part of devotee is very touching to the Supreme Lord. That's why he accepts to put himself in a position where he is dependent on his devotees.
所以说呢，就是奉献者他所展现出来的这种态度呢，就很打动至尊主。那所以这样就使至尊主呢，他也愿意把自己给置身在一个孩子的孩子的处境，然后接受奉献者对他的服务。
This is very 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 powerful for the Lord. The Lord accepts to be dependent.To be subservient to his devotees, out of love, out of affection.
那所以主呢是出于他非常强烈的爱和强烈的情感，所以说呢把自己给置身在一个需要被照顾的一个状态，以接受奉献者对他的回应。
So in this position, the devotee can become even become more than the Lord, because if he's the Father. has to reprimand the child, has to take care of the child, correct the child, teach the child. And the Lord accepts to be subservient, to be in a secondary position under his devotee.
所以在这样一种情况下呢，就使得奉献者他所展现出来了要比主要更加强大的一种状态。那么主呢，他就心甘情愿的把自己置身在赐予奉献者的这个状态下，然后呢接受他的教导，接受奉献者对他的照顾。
Like Srila Prabhupada said, the devotee becomes more than the Lord.
像说Prabhupada在药师里面就讲到的，就是奉献者变得比主还要强。
Because is it out of love, he can control the Lord.
因为出于奉献者的爱呢，他就可以控制得了主。
Like we have the story of Mother Yashoda with Krishna, when Mother Yashoda reprimands Krishna, chastises him, and even punishes him.
那比如说我们读到了主 Krishna 和亚舒达妈妈之间的这个故事，那么亚舒达妈妈呢，她就要管教Krishna， 然后呢还要斥责他。
But she does all that out of love.
但是她所做的这一切呢，都是出于爱。
And Krishna purposely he does naughty things. He does things that are wrong according to the standard.In order for the mother to become very disturbed with him and chastise him, because Krishna accepts this chastisement of Mother Yashoda as the highest manifestation of love.
然后 Krishna 呢，他就会故意的调皮捣乱，然后呢，故意的让妈妈来打他，来斥责他。那因为这样做呢，Krishna 他把他给接受为是妈妈向他展现出来的最崇高的爱。
So he acts in such a way to make the devotee become more and more absorbed in that mood of a parent and never see the Lord as the Supreme Lord, as the greatest personality, the maintainer of everything. They never see him like that because they are so absorbed in that mood of parent, because Krishna acts in such a way to force them to be absorbed in such a way.
那么因为是 Krishna 呢，他的这种表现形式就促使了作为父母亲的这个奉献者就更深的让自己沉浸在作为主 Krishna 的父母亲的这个角色里面，所以说呢他就不会去想着Krishna 他是至尊的创造者，不会想着 Krishna 是至尊者的这样的地位，而就是以父母亲的这个位置去爱着 Krishna。
And Krishna allows the devotee to always act in this mentality that he is superior and he has to correct him. And Krishna likes to be corrected by his devotees.
而且 Krishna 呢，他就特别的享受着就是作为父母亲的这个奉献者比他要更加的这个高的这个位置，然后享受着这样的奉献者在斥责他然后在管教他的这种状态。
So this is more pleasing to the Lord than to be in a position of being accepting as the father and maintainer of everyone.
因为这个让主 Krishna 更加的开心，比把他当成众人的维系者和众人的父亲这样的角色要更加的让他开心。
Because this type of affection, this type of love is much more intimate.
因为这样的爱和这样的情感呢要更加的亲密。
There is no awe and reverence that comes in between this type of loving relationship.
因为在这样的爱的关系中呢是没有敬畏的。
And this is what Krishna loves the most.
Yes, 所以这也是 Krishna 最爱的一种方式。
Where he forgets totally that he is the Supreme Lord, and just allows himself to be chastised, to be bound, to be fed by his devotees out of love.
然后在这里面呢，他就可以完全的忘记自己是至尊主，然后呢，出于爱呢，就允许他的奉献者来斥责他，捆绑他。
And Krishna does that to please his devotees.
那么 Krishna 这么做的原因呢，是为了要让他的奉献者开心。
The devotee wants to please the Lord, but the Lord is even more eager to please his devotee.
奉献者呢想要让主开心，可是主呢更加的想要让他的奉献者们开心。
This is the beauty of loving service, that only in Vaishnavism we have the clear understanding.
那所以这就是爱的服务的美妙之处。那么但是也就只有这个出于 Vaishnava 的奉献之情的这些奉献者才能够理解到这一点。
In any other religious practice, there is not this understanding.
但是呢，其他的宗教修习的方式呢，是没有办法理解到这一点的。
That's why devotional service is beyond any religiosity.
所以说呢，奉爱服务它是超越于任何的宗教的研习的。
The devotee takes care of the Lord.The devotee serves the Lord, maintains the Lord, feeds the Lord.
那么奉献者呢是爱着主，关照着主，为主做饭，然后为主喂饭，然后呢还这个给主做各种各样的服务。
This is the power of love.
那么这就是爱的力量。
Krishna is already always loving us. He's never stopped loving us.
Krishna 他一直都爱着我们，他从来就没有停止过爱我们。
But for a long time we have been away from Krishna and we don't want to serve him.
但是有那么长的时间，我们一直就躲着 Krishna， 我们根本就不想得到，我们不想服务他。
We want Krishna if at the best if you are religious, we want Krishna to serve us, to maintain us, to take care of us, to hear our prayers.
那么就在最好的这种状态，如果要是有任何宗教心的话呢，我们实际上是希望这个Krishna 他能够照顾我们，然后呢可以听我们对他的这个祈祷，可以can take care of us, can hear
yeah take care of us
yeah and anything
hear our prayers
yeah I said that anything else I think it's more than that
so that's already very nice.
那如果要是我们有这样的这种心态的时候呢，已经挺好的了。
To accept there is the Supreme Lord who maintains us, who takes care of us, and to whom we can pray and beg for help, that's already wonderful.
就是知道有一位至尊主，然后呢，我们知道他是在维系着我们，在照顾着我们啊，然后呢，我们可以向他去祈祷，并且祈祷他能够得到我们的帮助，就祈祷能够给予我们帮助，当我们遇到困难的时候，所以这已经是一个挺好的一种状态。
But much higher than that is when the devotee wants to offer service to the Lord, take care of the Lord, supply to Him, maintain Him, really take nice care of Him, like is totally dependent. The Lord is totally dependent on them.
其实更高的一种境界呢，就是这个奉献者他希望能够去照顾主，然后能够去关心他。然后为他提供一切，为他去服务，为他提供这个服务。
Mother Yashoda calls Krishna to eat, but Krishna is still playing with his friends.
比如说亚修达妈妈她来招呼 Krishna 吃饭，可是 Krishna 呢忙着跟他的小朋友们在一起玩。
I'm coming, but he's not coming.
我马上就来了，马上就来了，可是他也没来。
And Mother Yashoda becomes worried. Please come. He's ready. Your father is waiting for you.
那然后亚修达妈妈就开始有点着急了。你赶紧来呀，赶紧来呀！这个晚饭已经准备好了，而且你的爸爸正等着你呢。
And Krishna says, "I'm coming," but he's not coming.
Krishna 说我来了，可是他还是没来。
So Mother Yashoda becomes worried. If you don't eat, you'll die.
然后亚修达妈妈就开始变得焦虑起来，说如果你要是不吃饭的话，你就得死啊。
She's worried if her child does not eat, she's going to die.
所以呢，他就特别的着急，他就在想，如果我们的孩子要是不吃饭的话，那肯定就活不了了。
He says Krishna totally. She is asked to take care of Krishna. Krishna will feel well, will be okay, will be maintained, will be fed, will not be in danger, will not fall sick, will not die.
所以呢，他就在想，他就必须要照顾 Krishna， 因为如果要是 Krishna 如果能够吃得好，能够受到很好的维系，受到很好的照顾的话呢，那他就能健健康康的，他也不会生病，他也不会死。
So this is much higher than just being dependent on the Lord and as our maintainer, our protector.
那所以呢，这个要比我们只是去依靠着主， 把主当成我们的保护者和维系者的更高的一种境界。
And of course, the position of a devotee is much superior to the impersonalists.
那当然，奉献者他所处的这个境地呢，要比非人格主义者要更加的高。
They want to become one with the supreme. Oh, that's great to become the supreme themselves.
因为非人格主义者呢，他们希望能够和主和至尊主合一，那当然也是挺好的，这是一个挺高的一个境界。
Means they want to be the supreme.
因为意味着他们想要成为至尊。
But the devotee is more, because the devotee can even become more than the Lord, so it's higher than becoming one with the Supreme.
那么所以说，那是这个奉献者呢，却要更高，因为呢，他可以高，他可以处在高于至尊主的一个状态。
So it's superior to becoming one with the Supreme.
那所以说呢，这个要比和至尊主合一要处于更高的境界。
So the devotees, they achieve all opulences, you know, in their service to the Lord.
所以呢，奉献者在对主的服务中呢，是能够获得所有的这些富裕的。
Everything that impersonalists achieve or the yogis achieve.Everything is achieved by the devotees in their intimate relationship with the Lord.
那非人格主义者以及瑜伽师们他们所达到的一切呢，都会被奉献者在和主的充满了爱的亲密的关系中而得到。
That's why the devotees do not seek anything. They don't want anything.
也就是这个原因呢，使得主的奉献者他不会再去寻找任何其他的东西，他不想要别的了。
Materialists, they want sense enjoyment, they want material benefits.
物质主义者呢，他们希望能够得到感官的享乐，他们希望能够得到物质的益处。
Gyanis, they want to become liberated.
思辨家他们希望能够得到解脱。
Yogis, they want to achieve mystic powers.
瑜伽师想要得到玄秘力量。
They're all in want of something.
所以大家都是想要得到些什么。
But a devotee does not want anything.
但是一位奉献者他什么也不想要。
The devotee just want to serve the Lord.
所以一位奉献者他想做的事情仅仅是服务主。
So he does not need any of these perfections.
所以呢，他就不需要任何一种完美的形式。
He just want to serve the Lord.
他想要做的只是去服务主。
And by serving the Lord, all these opulences automatically will come.
但是呢，在服务主的过程中呢，所有的这些富裕呢，都会自动到来。
The devotee only wants to spend his time just serving the Lord.
所以，一位奉献者他只是想把他的时间花在服务主。
And everything that is needed for his service, the Lord provides.
而且呢，他在服务主的时候所需要的一切呢，主都会为他提供。
So everything comes to the devotees. That's why the devotees sometimes can become very opulent, but they utilize all opulences in the Lord's service.
所以说呢，一位奉献者呢，他其实什么都不想要，但是呢，在他服务主的这个过程中呢，他就会变得非常的富有，但是呢，他会把所有的这些富裕的事物呢，全部用作对主的服务之中。
So whatever we need, the Lord provides. If you want just to fully dedicate, fully engage in Krishna's service, the Lord provides everything we need.
所以如果我们需要什么，主他都会提供。那只要我们完全的奉献于对主的服务中，需要什么，主都会提供。
The Lord promises He provides what we need, maintains, preserve what we have.
对主，因为他都已经承诺了，就是他会为我们提供我们所需，并且维系我们所有。
But a devotee does not endeavor to achieve anything.
但是一位奉献者呢，他不会努力着去获取什么。
The only thing he wants is to become more pure in his loving service to the Lord.
他想要的唯一的事情就是能够让自己变得在服务主的过程中呢。就是在服务主的爱，就是在以爱心服务主的过程中，能够变得越来越纯粹。
The only thing, Srila Prabhupada, you should be careful is to not commit any offenses at the feet of the devotees.
Srila Prabhupada 他提醒我们， 然而我们要小心的唯一的一件事情就是不要在一位奉献者的莲花足下去做冒犯。
That's the only danger.
这是唯一的危险。
Otherwise, the devotee will achieve everything.
否则的话呢，奉献者就会得到一切。
Provided we are fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
因为呢，在完全的致力于对主的超人的爱心的服务的过程中呢，所有的一切都会被提供。
So Dr. Treya, the Lord in His form incarnation, that Dr. Treya also spoke on the same philosophy as Kapila Deva did.
所以呢 ，Dr. Treya 他作为主的化身的这个形象呢，他也像Kapila Deva 一样讲述了同样的哲学。
The Sankhya philosophy.
也就是讲述了 Sankhya philosophy, Sankhya 哲学，数论哲学。
So it's sometimes it's explained that it is one of the measure is mentioned as one of the major expansions of the Lord.
有的地方呢就会说它是主的其中的一位主要的扩展。
There's some manifestation of the Lord manifest the potencies of the Lord.
那主呢是有一些这个扩展，而且有一些呢是主的能量的扩展，力量的扩展。
And that tree is one of them, along with Kapila also.
那么这个主Dada Treya 就是其中的一位 ，Kapila Dev 也是其中的一位。
And is also one of the 25 major Lila avatars of the Lord, incarnations of the Lord that performs pastimes.
然后主呢，一共有25位 Lila avatar。那么Dada Treya 也是其中的一位，就是上演主的逍遥时光的一位化身。
And also is also considered as one Kalpa avatar because he appears in every millennium with three ages, with the four ages, every millennium he appears.
而且呢，他也被认为是其中的一位 Kalpa avatar， 也就是说呢，在每一个年代，就是在四个年代的每一个年代，他都会显现。
That's why the stories sometimes narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam may refer to a particular millennium, a particular set of four ages.
所以在圣严伯加瓦坛的描述中呢，有的时候呢，他可能就会提到某一个特定的一个年代。
So that's why when we read historical statements in the Bhagavatam and there is no correlation or no sequence, or it seems contradictory, you should not be upset, should not be disturbed, because Bhagavatam, it's not a historical narration.
所以说呢，当我们在阅读圣严伯加瓦坛的这些历史记载的时候呢，在年代上以及在顺序上呢，是没有办法把它们连在一起的。所以说呢，这个我们一定不要被这件事情所困扰，而且呢，也不要被这件事情，觉得伤心难过，因为这个圣典伯加瓦坛呢，它并不是一个以历史而延续下来的一部历史记载的书籍。
He gave mercy, as explains in the verse. He gave mercy. He helped the Yadus, the original Yadu. King.
He gives mercy to the original Yadu king.
Yadu kings. Yadu.
Okay. 那么这个 Dada Treya 呢，他就给了Yadu 王朝的最原始的那位国王仁慈。
Krishna later on appeared in the Yadu dynasty.
那么 Krishna 呢，后来呢，也就展现在了Yadu王朝里。
And he also gave he gave his mercy to Haihaya.
那 Dada Treya 呢，也把他的仁慈给了海哈亚王。
So Haya also was one of his disciples.
那海哈亚呢，也成为了他其中的一位门徒。
Another name of Haihaya was Kartavirya Arjuna.
那海哈亚的另外一个名字呢，是 Kartavirya Arjuna.
So he understood, he achieved perfection by receiving knowledge from Dattatreya.
所以呢，他是通过从达达吹亚那里接受知识而达到了完美。
He was a very powerful king.
所以他是一位非常的强悍的国王。
And one time he was traveling in a forest, accompanied by many thousands of armies, soldiers.
有一次呢，他就在他的大量的这个军队的护卫之下，他来到了森林里面。
And they arrived at the cottage, the hermitage of a great sage, Yamadagni.
他们就来到了伟大的圣人 Yamadagni 的小茅屋。
Yamadagni.
Sorry, 他们就来到了圣人 Yamadagni 的小茅屋里。
And Yamadagni, so they stopped there, everybody was hungry and thirsty.
所以他们就停在了小茅屋的面前，大家都特别的饿，也特别渴。
And Yamadagni said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of all your needs."
然后 Yamadagni 就说呢，别担心，我会照顾你们。
Because he had a wish fulfilling cow.
因为呢，他有一个如愿，就是满足愿望的奶牛。
Kamadenu cow.
那么这个奶牛呢，被称为叫 Kamadenu 奶牛。
These cows are only in the spiritual world, and some also in heavenly planets.
那么这种牛呢，只在灵性世界里面有，那在天堂星宿里面也有一些。
So they can satisfy all your desires.
对，他们可以满足所有的愿望。
So, Yamadagni, with the help of his cow.He maintained all these thousands of people.
所以呢，Yamadagni 在他的奶牛的帮助之下呢，他就照顾了所有的这些人。
But the Haihaya start putting his eyes on this cow and become greedy after this cow.
然后这个海哈亚呢，他开始打这头牛的主意了，他就开始变得贪婪，他想要这头牛。
At night when Yamadagni was resting, he with his soldiers they stole the cow.
所以在晚上 Yamadagni 休息以后呢，海哈亚就和他的士兵们一起把这头牛给偷走了。
And they ran away.
然后还跑了。
Yamadagni had a son, Parashurama.
那么Yamadagni 的儿子是 Parashurama.
And Parashurama is an incarnation of the Lord.
那么 Parashurama 呢是主的一位化身。
So when Parashurama came back to visit to see his father, he saw his father was lamenting because the cow had been stolen.
所以当 Parashurama 来见到他的父亲的时候呢，他就发现他的父亲非常的悲伤，因为在悲叹着他的牛被偷走了。
So Parashurama became very angry.
Parashurama 就开始愤怒了起来。
Even though he was a Brahmana, a son of a great sage, he took on a position of Kshatriya, took a big axe, and start following the Haihaya and his soldiers, and he killed all of them with his axe.
然后虽然这个 Parashurama 他是一位婆罗伟大的圣人的儿子。然后呢，他也是一位婆罗门，但是呢，他身上却有这种刹帝利的这种品质，所以呢，他在愤怒之下呢，就抄起了一把斧头，就开始追着海哈亚一行人就去了。然后呢，他追上了他们，把所有人都给用他的这个斧头给劈死了。
So Ahaya had attained some perfection by receiving knowledge from the Lord as Dattatreya, who gave him mercy, who taught him this knowledge.And then because of the offense, he committed to Yamadagni by stealing his cow, he was killed by another incarnation of the Lord, Parashurama.
所以海哈亚呢，首先他是在主达达吹亚那里得到了仁慈，从他那里听到了所有的这些知识，然后以这样的方式呢获得仁慈的。但是呢，他由于冒犯了圣人 Yamadagni， 偷走了他的乳牛，使他这个做了冒犯以后呢，就被主的另外一个化身， Aparasharama 就给杀死了。
So that's what we have to be careful. Even though we may get the mercy of the Lord and become perfect in our devotional service, if you make the mistake of committing an offense to the devotees, everything can be destroyed.
所以呢，我们要非常的小心。也许可能我们会得到主的仁慈，而且呢，我们在做奉献服务的这个过程中呢，也达到了完美。但是，就是由于我们冒犯了主的奉献者，我们也有可能会使所有前面的这些东西呢都前功尽弃了。
This is the most terrible thing that can happen to a devotee.
所以呢，这是一位奉献者可能会发生的最可怕的事情。
Offense to the feet of a devotee.
也就是说呢，去冒犯一位奉献者的莲花足。
So we have to be very, very, very careful.
所以呢，我们要非常非常非常的小心。
And you should not think, oh, this is just a young devotee, this is just a junior devotee, never mind.
You mean the one who we offend?
We think, oh, this is just a young devotee, a very immature devotee, so never mind.
Okay, 但而且我们也不能这么想，哎呀，我反正冒犯的这一位是一个非常年轻的还不太懂事的一位奉献者，没什么关系。
No, there is, it's an offense.
不要这样，这是不对的，因为这就是一个冒犯。
So we have to be very, very careful.
所以呢，我们一定要非常非常的小心。
Always honor and respect the devotees, even if you cannot have a very intimate relationship because characters might be different, we don't feel so comfortable with a particular devotee, still we should not offend, should not criticize that person, should always praise that person.
有的时候呢，由于这个性格的原因，可能导致了我们不能够跟一位奉献者特别的亲近但是呢，我们也一定要非常的小心不要去冒犯任何一位奉献者总是要荣耀他，并且总是要这个赞扬奉献者。
Yes. Always try to see the good qualities.
我们要总是去看到奉献者身上好的品质。
It's because this is very pleasing to the Lord.
因为这样做呢是非常的让奉献主喜欢，让至尊主欢喜的。
But if you offend the devotee, then there is no protection.
但是如果我们要是冒犯了奉献者的话，那主他就不会保护我们了。
Okay, we stop here.
然后我们的讲课就停到这儿。
And if there is any question or comments, we can do this now.
如果是任何的问题和评述的话，我们现在可以来探讨。Okay, the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. Thanks, 谢谢阿叔。我们在心中能够见到主，并且总是在心里面想着 Krishna 那么这个心和心意到底有什么区别？他们是不是一样的？阿叔 ，read the Chinese right? You read English right? Thanks, Ashu.
Thanks, Ashu.
With the Lord, we all have different minds. Minds are different because hearts and minds are the same. Are they the same?
I didn't follow very well.
Okay. Well, there are two words. One is mind. The other word is heart. So we always say that Lord is placed in our heart. And then we also say that in our mind, we need to keep Krishna in our mind.So what's the differences between the heart and mind? Are they the same or different?
Sometimes it's used interchangeable with the same meaning, heart and mind being the same. Because the heart, the subtle body is also situated in the same area of the heart. The mind is also there.
Okay. 那么其实呢就这个心和就是心和心意这两个词儿经常是相互用的。那么这个我们作为这个就是精微躯体，这个心意其实也是在心脏的那个位置的。
嗯， So in that sense, when you say mind and heart is in the same area.
所以呢，当我们在说心意和心的时候，经常会说的是同一个位置。
In heart may refers to the center of everything.
但然后在这个心呢，有的时候我们会把它给说成是一切的中心。
That's where the super soul is situated.
那么在这个中心里面呢，是我们的是超灵所在的地方。
And that's also where the soul is situated with the subtle body.
那么就是我们的这个灵魂呢，也是和精微躯体一起居住在那个地方。
So sometimes the mind refers to the heart, or the heart refers to the mind.
所以有的时候呢，心脏和心意，他们两人之间是相互用的。
Okay, next.
Yeah, I keep asking the following question because you know, before I come to practice in the Krishna consciousness, I always mix the word of brain and mind. So because we always think about, you know, in our, we have the things in our brain, but after we were in the Krishna consciousness, I found actually it's not really the brain, it's the mind.
Okay, can you translate that?
Yeah. 就我就说在我进入这个 Krishna 知觉之前，其实我没有想到有心意这件事儿，我一直想着是脑子这件事儿。我们经常会说在我们的脑子里面会想这个会想那个，但是后来就是进入 Krishna 知觉之后呢，我们就会发现就是不是脑子的事儿，这是心意的事儿。你想问王叔这两有没有区别？
The brain is just hardware, the hard drive.
那我们的这个脑子呢，它只不过就是一个是一个硬件。
It's just like it's the machine through that the mind uses to operate.
所以呢，这个脑子它其实更像是一个机器，让它需要用心意去进行这个运作。
That's why when the hard drive in your computer has some problem, then you may have a good software, but it does not work well because the hardware is damaged.
那也就是说，比如说我们这个电脑的这个硬件如果出了问题的话，里面的软件装的再好也没用了，因为这个硬件它不工作了，硬件被毁坏了。
So the software is the mind, but the hardware is the brain.
Okay. 所以说呢，我们的这个软件是就里面的这个软件是我们的心意，然后呢，这个大脑是硬件。
So that's why when people are affected in the brain, it affects their thinking process, everything, because the software cannot use the hardware, so there is a problem.
Okay, 所以呢，当人的这个脑子要是出了问题的话呢，那这个就这个软件，这心意里面的这些软件精微的这个东西呢，也没有办法通过脑子去很好的运作了，因为这个硬件出了问题，所以就出了问题。
It's like the senses. The senses are also subtle, but they use the physical elements, you know, the touch, the skin, the ears, you know, as they hear, and the eyes to see. But the senses are not this. This is just the organs of the senses. It's the hardware. The real senses are beyond the gross elements.
但是比如说我们的这个感官，它其实它也是非常的精微的。但这感官呢，它也是需要这些感官的器官来进行感知的。那么比如说我们需要通过眼睛来看，通过这个鼻子来闻，通过耳朵来听。但是如果要是这个感官的这个器官不行了的话呢，就是这些感官的这种感觉也没有办法通过来感知。但是这个感觉它实际上是比这个感官的这个器官呢，要更加高的一种状态。
So when we think about, say the senses, we say the eyes, the ears, the nose, but it's actually just the organs through which the senses are operating.
所以说呢，当我们说出我们说我们的感官，说看到了我们，就是我们比如说看到我们的眼睛，然后我们的鼻子，我们的耳朵。好像这些是感官，但其实他们只是感官的器官，然后是通过这些感官的器官来感知的。
Because these organs are made of the of the five gross elements.
那么这些感官的器官呢，是通过五种粗糙的元素来组成的。
But the real senses are beyond the gross elements.
但是呢，这真正的感官其实是超越于这个粗糙的元素的。
When we study the 24 elements of the material creation, we say there are five gross elements, three subtle elements, and then we say five acquiring knowledge senses, five working senses. This is beyond the gross elements.
所以呢，当我们在学习这个物质创造的24种元素的时候，我们其实提到了就是由五种去得到感官的元素，那么那些元素呢，它是超越于物质的感官元素的。
Okay, there's a series of questions now. Let's do it before you have to leave.
Yeah, yeah. So the question is from Smoky Radha Mataji. 请问亲爱的阿叔，请问在灵性世界，文达文是否有主的孩子这样的角色的关系呢？ Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that in the spiritual world, like in the spiritual world, Sri Vrindavan, 是否有主的孩子这样的关系角色关系呢？ Are there any roles as the child of the Lord?
Yeah, you see in Dwarka.
Yeah, 比如说在 Dwarka.
Dwarka, the Krishna has children and grandchildren.
那在 Dwarka, Krishna 有很多的孩子，还有很多孙辈的孩子。
So yes, you can also have that relationship, but it's not so intimate as like being the parent of the Lord.
所以呢，也是会有这样的这种关系的，但是这样的这种关系呢，不如像是作为主的父母那样亲密。
So this is not included in the five most intimate rasas.
所以作为主的孩子的这种关系呢，就没有被包括在那五种和主的亲密的关系之中。
Okay, Rajendra.
Rajendra Prabhu, 感谢阿叔。请问问题一，在与 Krishna 有父母情怀的层面也有不一样吗？例如 Devaki。Vasudev 虽然生了 Krishna, 但是却无法享受 Krishna 的童年。那甜美的逍遥时光，亚瑟的妈妈享受到了，所以有人说后者比前者的地位要更高。那么Atri Muni 与Anasuya 的父母情怀和 Devaki Vasudev 的情怀是一个层面吗？ So the question number one is that if there were different levels of the affection from the parents to the Lord. For example, like Devaki and Vasudev, although they give the birth to Lord Krishna, however, they were not able to really enjoy the sweet childhood of the Lord. But however, Yashoda Mama and Nanda Maharaj, they did got that part of pastime. So somebody said that the latter has the higher position than the former. So, for Riti Muni and Anasuya, their parental affection versus of the parental affection of Devaki and Vasudev, are they in the same level?
Yes, Devaki, Vasudev, and Yashodananda are also parental relationship with Krishna, but they are different intensity, level of intimacy.
那么虽然 Devaki Vasudev 和亚瑟的Nanda Maharaj 他们都是Krishna 的父母双亲，但是他们和 Krishna 之间的这种亲密的程度呢，是在不同的层面的。
Yashoda and Nanda, they have a more intimate parental loving relationship.
所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 呢，他们对 Krishna 之间，他对 Krishna 有更加亲密的父母之爱。
They don't have any awareness of Krishna's supremacy.
因为他们并没有意识到 Krishna 是至尊的。
But with Devaki Vasudeva, they sometimes they are aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，有的时候 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 他们是能够意识到 Krishna 是至尊主的。
And they offer prayers to him.
而且呢，他们还会向主 Krishna 供奉祷文。
And in this case of Atri Muni and Anasuya, even more awareness of Krishna's supremacy, is more in awe and reverence, even though this is their child, but they are always aware is the Supreme Lord.
那么作为阿阿翠穆尼和安娜苏雅呢，虽然说他们是至尊主的父母，但是他们其实时刻都在意识到主的至尊地位，而且呢，他们和主之间呢有更加深的敬畏之情，而且他们一直都在向主供奉祷文。
It's like Devahuti with her son Kapila.
嗯，那就像 Devahuti 和他的儿子 Kapila 一样。
She accepted her son as her guru.
他呢接受他的儿子 Kapila 作为他的 guru。
Because she knew that he was the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who could give her knowledge. So she took the mood of a disciple.
因为他知道他是至尊人格守神。而且呢他是具有这种超人的至尊的知识的，所以说呢他就把他看成是自己的这个灵性导师一样，处在这样的情怀之中。
So here the loving relationship is more covered by awe and reverence. Devahuti and Kapila, Atri and Asuya, their devotion,their parental loving relationship is covered very much with the understanding of Krishna's supremacy. Means covered with awe and reverence.
Okay. 那么所以说呢，就是这个Ariti 和 Anasuya 之间，还有 Devaki 和Vasudev 之间，他们对 Krishna 的这种这个父母之爱呢，更多的是被Krishna 是至尊主的这样的。敬畏之情所覆盖起来的。
No, I didn't say Vasudeva Devaki. Vasudeva Devaki, less covered by awe and reverence, is already the experience of intimacy, more intimacy, sweetness.
对不起。刚才说的不是 Devaki 跟 Vasudeva， 刚才说的是 Kapila 和那个Kapila 和 Devahuti 之间。那么这个。Devaki 和 Vasudev 之间呢，他们和主 Krishna 之间呢有更加深的这种亲密之情，并没有那么多的敬畏之情。
There is already an affection, a sweetness, the perception of sweetness in their affection.
所以说呢，在他们的这个对 Krishna 的这种情感里面呢，已经有了那种甜美的父母之爱的情感。
Whereas in Yashoda and Devaki, there is only sweetness.
那么在这个亚修的和 Nanda Maharaj 对 Krishna 之间的这种感情，他们只有这种甜美。
There is no perception of any opulence of the Lord.
所以说呢，根本就没有任何关于 Krishna 有任何的富裕这方面的概念。
Okay, the second part.
The second part, 我是个新奉献者，可否以父母的情怀去做服务呢？以父母的情怀念十六圈，给 Krishna 做好吃的，以此情怀与奉献者联谊，等做每天的服务。I am a new devotee. Is that okay for me to have that parental affection to the Lord?To render my daily service. For example, I'm in that kind of affection to chant my 16 rounds and also to cook for Lord Krishna and all kinds of delicious food for him. And also in this mood to have the association with the devotees.
Well, we can certainly have in our service this attitude of a parent, because yes, we are cooking for the Lord, so we are offering to the Lord, so is it like a parent, but it's not yet refined. It's yet not refined because we are still not purified from our material influences, so it's not refined yet, it's not come to the pure stage.
那当然了，我们是可以以这种父母的情怀去为主做服务的，为主做好吃的。但是呢，就是因为我们内心还有很多的不洁，所以我们还没有处在一个非常纯粹的位置。所以说呢，这种怀着父母之爱去为 Krishna 做服务的这种情怀，它并不是一个被提炼了的精炼的一种状态。
But it's nice to desire to have that attitude, yes.
但是呢，就是想处在这样的一种态度，有这种愿望是非常好的。
But we have to get rid of the impurities within our hearts so that that relationship becomes pure.
但是呢，我们必须要把我们内心的这些不洁呢，要净化掉。这样的话，才能使我们和 Krishna 之间的这种关系呢，变得更加的纯粹。
Practice, practice, practice more, more and good practice.
嗯，所以呢，我们要更好的练习、休息、休息，然后要有更多的非常的好的练习。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Rajendra Prabhu again. Haihaya 得到了主 Dattatreya 的仁慈，获得了知识，但这个知识没有阻止自己去偷母牛。那学到的知识有什么用处呢？难道只是学到了理论知识而没有觉悟的知识吗？Haihaya got the mercy from Dattatreya, obtained the knowledge. However, the knowledge didn't really stop him to steal the cow.So what's the use of that knowledge? Is he only learned the knowledge theoretically, however, not really realize those knowledges?
Yeah, certainly it was some impurity there in order to do that stupid thing.
毫无疑问，导致做这样愚蠢的这个事情是一定是有一些不洁，就是没有纯粹，所以才会做这个蠢事的。
That's why you should always be very, very cautious.
那也就这个原因呢，我们总是要让自己非常的警醒和小心。
We should never think that we are great devotees. We are beyond any offenses.
所以我们不要想我们是伟大的奉献者，我们已经超越了所有的冒犯。
Even though we may have so much knowledge of what to do and not to do, still the influence of our karma impels us sometimes to do things that.Is even against our own desire.
那虽然说我们大家都非常的知道我们应该做什么，我们不应该做什么，但是就由于我们的这个业报的这种限制呢，它就会促使我们去做一些我们根本就不想做的事儿。
So we have to be always very careful.
那所以呢，我们要总是特别的小心。
Yes, when you become perfect devoted, then you don't fall prey to these things anymore.
完了，当然，如果你要是成为了一个完美的奉献者的话，那就不会再被就跌入到这样的这个困境之中了。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Rasa Priya Mataji, Hare Krishna, 顶拜尊敬的阿叔，我听到有些说经典和圣人都教导我们要和纯粹的奉献者联谊，那在没有机会和纯粹的奉献者联谊的情况下，我是不是需要联谊呢？也有奉献者说脱离于真正的灵性导师，纯粹的奉献者的莲花族。难道我们现在所接触到的孤乳灵性导师不是纯粹的奉献者吗 ？Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. I've heard from the sastra and the holy saints teaching is that we need to have the association with the pure devotees.But right now, I don't have any opportunity to associate with the pure devotees. In this situation, do I still need any association? And some devotees also said that we need to get the shelter from a bona fide spiritual master. In another word, that is a pure devotee. We need to get the shelter from their lotus feet. However, For the guru and the spiritual masters who we encounter today, they are not pure devotees? I'm sorry, I'm not really sure what the second part of her question. It seems that she's questioning that if the spiritual masters of today, they are the pure devotees or not.
All the devotees who are practicing devotional service are pure devotees.
那么所有的在练习纯粹奉献服务的奉献者都是纯粹的奉献者。
Because they are practicing pure devotional service.
因为大家都在练习着纯粹的奉献服务。
One time they asked Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are in your organization?
那么有一次呢，人家问这个 Srila Prabhupada, 在您的这个社团里面有多少纯粹的奉献者。
And Srila Prabhupada turned to his secretary and asked him, how many devotees we have?
然后 Srila Prabhupada 就转向他的秘书，就问我们现在有多少奉献者。
And they would say, well, about 10,000, Srila Prabhupada.
然后这位秘书就说呢，我们现在大概有10,000个奉献者。
And Srila Prabhupada turned to the person who asked the question, we have 10,000 pure devotees.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 就回头对问他这个问题的人说呢，我们有10,000个纯粹奉献者。
So yes, we are all pure the devotees are all pure devotees.
那么所以说呢，所有的奉献者都是纯粹的奉献者。
So they may not yet be pure devotees in fact, in completely perfectly.
但是呢，他们也许可能还没有完全的让自己变得完美。
But their association is already very beneficial.
但是呢，和他们的联谊已经是非常有益的了。
Because they are chanting the holy names.
因为他们在唱诵圣名。
They like to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
他们愿意去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
They are already doing so much service.
他们已经做了那么多的服务。
So you can always be inspired by any devotee.
所以呢，我们总是可以总是得到任何奉献者的鼓舞。
We just need to be in the mentality of a bee and try to extract the nectar from each one.
那所以呢，我们只是要让自己总是像一只蜂蜜一样去吸吮这个每位奉献者身上的甘甜的甘露。
So we can always be benefited by the association of any devotee.
那这样的话呢，我们就总是能够从任何一位奉献者的联谊中 得到益处。
Only if the devotee is an offensive attitude, then you better you stay a little away.
那么只有那些有冒犯心态的奉献者，你要小心，要离他们稍微远一点。
So keep a respectful distance.
所以呢，要对他们敬而远之。
Yes, spiritual masters may be pure devotees, may not be pure devotees.
那么作为一位灵性导师，他也许可能是纯粹的奉献者，也许可能还不是纯粹的奉献者。
Means may not be as perfect pure devotees.
那也就是说，也许他可能现在还没有达到一个完美的纯粹的奉献者的状态。
But they are in the process of becoming.
但是呢，他们也处在一个成为纯粹奉献者的程序之中。
They can already guide us.
而且他们已经可以来指导我们了。
And we have Srila Prabhupada who is a perfect devotee.
而且呢，我们有 Srila Prabhupada， 他是一位完美的纯粹奉献者。
So you can have his association by reading his books.
那所以呢，我们可以通过阅读他的书籍而得到他的联谊。
We can pray to him.
我们可以向他祈祷。
We can offer him some service.
我们可以为他做一些服务。
So we have opportunities to associate with pure devotees.
那么所以呢，我们有机会去和纯粹的奉献者联谊。
Some more perfect, some less perfect, but they are all pure devotees.
那么有些人呢，可能更加的完美；有些人呢，可能还不那么完美。但是大家都是纯粹的。
Next question.
The next question has the clusters of questions marked there. Could you, maybe you'll answer that for next week?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So we ask them.
Yeah.
tell the devotee, it's Olivia.
Okay, 这个 Olivia Mahaji, 对不起，今天因为我的时间没有了，所以呢，因为我看您这有好多问号，所以呢，为了请阿叔更多的时间回答您这个问题呢，我们下一周请阿叔好好的回答您这个问题，实在抱歉。
Okay, sorry for that, Olivia.
Sorry, 对不起 Olivia.
Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you very much for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to our dear Danakeli and Sati Matajis for allowing us to be together.
非常感谢Sati Mataji 还有 Danakeli 能够安排这样的一个平台，让我们大家能够在一起。
And a special thank you to our most dear Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
特别的感谢我们最亲爱的 Srila Prabhupada.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
Hari 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 Bo. Ashu Ki Jai.怀坤大知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们非常非常的感谢Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述，也感恩大家的聆听，非常谢谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台。那祝所有的奉献者今天在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。